know, contrary to what many believe, it's not sinful or even disobedient to experience doubt. It's a part of being human. Let's talk about it today on Lift It Up. Hi, friends. Welcome to the daily podcast, Lift It Up. It's a short encouragement meant for leaders in all walks of life. Whether you're on the mission field or serving a church or you're running a business, we're all leading somewhere. I'm Pastor Rick Mellican. Glad you joined today. You know, Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12, "For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror, then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known." Today's scripture acknowledges what happens in our lives that sometimes can feel confusing. And it's understandable. We simply cannot always see what God is doing or how He's working on our behalf. Often I look around trying to figure out why things are happening the way they are, because it might not be my plan or the way I would have done it. And if I'm not careful, check that, if we're not careful, doubt will creep in. And if we're to stand in front of you, if I stood there right now with my hand in my pocket and I say, "I want you to have faith that I have a $100 bill in my hand, in my pocket. I want you to hope that I do." Now, you could choose to believe me based on what you know about me and maintain hope that I have that $100 bill. Or you can choose to doubt me, wanting proof that I actually have the $100 in my hand, which is hidden in my pocket. Now, if I pull that hand out and show you, basically I just shattered your hope, because it's no longer hope, but knowledge that you have. That doesn't require any faith at all. Romans 8, 24 and 25, Paul said, "For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance." In other words, the very foundation of faith is believing what we cannot see. One day, we'll experience all the love and joy and peace that Jesus promised us for eternity. One day, we're going to see clearly all that God has for us. Until then, we know in part. But with God's help, we can wait with hope for what we do not see. I want you to spend a few minutes thinking about these things that maybe just don't make sense to you right now. What obstacles are shaking your faith? How can you wait with perseverance for God to reveal the next step? So as you engage in God's Word, and I want you in there every day, ask this: what is God saying to me right now? What hope is it bringing me? And how can I apply what God is teaching me today? And then be specific in your prayers today. So after you reflect on these questions, bring everything to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the hope in our lives, for the things that we cannot see, and the faith to trust that you have it all under control. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me on Lift It Up. Remember to hit the like and subscribe button so you never miss an episode. You know, sometimes life's going to give you more than you can stand. Remember to kneel. God bless. I'll talk to you next time on Lift It Up.